one big race tonight that was a big win for Speaker Madigan, but also for the candidate in the 5th representative district in Illinois. Juliana Stratton beat, really in a landslide, beat Ken Duncan, the incumbent there. She joins us on the line now. Juliana Stratton, congratulations on your win.
Thank you so much.
So let's talk about it. I mean, this was not only a win, but it was a sizable victory. Are you surprised at how big the turnout was for you?
Well, I mean, I'm first of all just humbled and just so grateful for the support the voters and residents of the 5th District expressed in my candidacy. They wanted to see a change, and I am really happy to fill the void of leadership that has been in the 5th District.
Now, you during the campaign, you were pretty diligent about not allowing that this was a proxy war between Madigan and Rauner. You deflected all those questions. Now that you've won, are you going to admit to us that this was, in fact, a proxy war between Madigan and Rauner?
Well, you know what I would say about that is that when I was talking to the residents day after day, none of the residents of the 5th District said that this was about some larger proxy war as it was framed by the media. The residents of the district talked about the fact that they wanted someone to represent their best interests. And so that's what I'm going to continue to focus on.
Yeah, Ms. Stratton, Gerard McLennan, just a quick question. What do you feel about a sitting president endorsing you and doing the voiceover on your commercial?
Well, clearly, I am very grateful for President Obama's endorsement of my candidacy. The fact that he indicated that we have shared values, that he believes that I am the best person to represent the residents of this district is clearly something that I am very grateful for. And I think it also speaks to the fact that President Obama and what's at stake in this state and for our city and for our communities. And so, again, I'm support.
Ms. Stratton, one last question. Is this a political victory for you? Do you feel like people voted for you because of the politics involved and the idea of the being a Democrat or not being a Democrat? Or is this a victory for serving the people of the 5th representative district? Was that not being done?
Well, I certainly believe from what I've heard from the residents of the district that they did not feel like their best interests were being served by the incumbent. But one thing I also know is that they were very concerned about whether they could trust the incumbent in light of the fact that he had aligned himself with our Republican governor, Bruce Rauner, and had taken so much money from Republican sources to run his campaign against me. They outspent me 2-1, and I think that it's clear the people have spoken. They want a change in the 5th District.
So Carol Felsenthal from Chicago Magazine, I have a kind of lighthearted question, which is, has Barack Obama called you?
I have not talked with the president this evening, but again, so grateful for his support. And I'm just really happy.
One follow-up. Have you spoken to your opponent, Mr. Duncan?
I have received a call from Representative Duncan this evening conceding the race.
Yeah, it would be interesting if you could kind of, you know, control him in some way until January.
Well, so I'll be working hard until then. And I do have to run, of course. I have a couple of other people to talk to, but thank you so much.
Juliana Stratton, she won in the 5th. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
You're welcome.
How about that?